We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Yud Beis. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is a very long Sif, and we started on Thursday, the beginning of the Simen. Let's just give a quick review, and then we'll pick up on page Chav Dalad on the top line. So the Mechaber had said that if the strings of the tzitzis rip, as long as you have a kedei aniva, which we said is around two gudalin, the Biar Halacha told us, enough of kedei aniva of all the strings that are ripped, so it will be kosher. If you don't have kedei aniva, we said that even in one string, if you don't have kedei aniva, it's going to be pasul. Now that kedei aniva could be on one of two sides of the string, because as we know, on the eight strings of each corner of our tzitzis, we have really four strings that is folded into two. So when we say you need a kedei aniva, it means out of the two sides of the same string, all you need is one kedei aniva. And therefore the Mechaber said, since they're all doubled over, if you have two strings that are ripped less than a kedei aniva, you have to be concerned that maybe they're from really the same string, and now you have a whole string that has no kedei aniva, and it's going to be puzzle. But if you have your tzitzis made in such a way that you know that the four on this side and the four on that side are four independent strings, so then if you have two strings ripped on the same side, you know they're from different strings, and even if there's less than a kedei aniva by both of them, it will be okay. Only if you have one on this side and one on that side, then it might be from the same string. If they're both less than a kedei aniva, it will be a problem. But the basic summary that I want to give over of the first sheet of the Mechaber is that this halacha, according to the Mechaber, is even if all four strings are ripped. The example we gave is when your kid's riding his bicycle, and he comes home with his tzitzis. On one side, there's four little mini strings that have kedei aniva. The other side, there's no strings. So still, according to the Mechaber, if you know that those four were the same strings, so it's kosher, because you have four strings that are left over with kedei aniva, and you're good to go. Now we're going to get to a second opinion, which is a little bit more machmir, or a lot more machmir, and that's Rabbeinu Tam. So for that, we're going to pick up on page Chav Dalad, the very top line. And now we're going to have a second shita, and Amir Tzashem, we will attempt to finish the simon today. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Ul Rabbeinu Tam lo machshirim elo b'nishtayru shnei chutin shleimen. Rabbeinu Tam says that we will not be machshir the tzitzis unless you have left over two complete strings. What does two complete strings mean? The hainu arba roshim, four heads. In other words, if you look at our eight strings, you'll have to have four complete strings, each of the four being really two halves of two strings. That's what you need for sure before we talk about anything. Shekal echad meharoshim arich yud beis gudolin. So you will need four strings that are at least yud beis gudolin. And again, those four strings have to be the two halves of two whole strings. Oz machshirim kishin nifsaku hashnei chutim acherim. Then we will be machshir if the other two strings get torn. In the shtayer behem kedei aniva. So as opposed to the first sheet in the Mechaber that we said everything can be ripped. As long as you know you have a kedei aniva and all four strings, you're good to go. But Rabbeinu Tam is machmir. He says, no, two strings have to be absolutely complete. They have to be up to size. 12 gudolin on each side of the string. Then if you have that, then the remaining two strings which are folded into four, then we get into the rules of kedei aniva. You have to have kedei aniva in the two remaining strings between the two sides of each string. Aval, we're going to get to that. Aval, in the third line of the Mechaber, Aval in nifsaku shlosha chutin, but if you have three out of four strings that are ripped, afal pishin eshtayer behem kedei aniva. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you have on all three strings that were ripped, the kedei aniva, it's psulin. Now, what Yechiel is bothered by is how do you know which strings are connected? So that's what we're going to get at right now. Umipnei kach, says the Mechaber, and because of this, kishenechtechu shlosha rashim, if three heads, meaning three of the eight strings, get ripped, imlo dikdek be'es asiyas ha-tzitzis, if you were not careful at the time of putting the tzitzis into the garment, sheyiu nikarim ha-arba rashim shemitzad echad shel ha-kesher, if you don't know exactly that there's four on this side and four of the same strings on that side, meaning each four on the side are four independent strings, if you were not careful about that, and you do not know what any combination of where the other half of each string is, you have no idea, it's all mixed together, and you have three strings that are ripped, so chayshin and shema korosh u'michoracha, we have to be concerned that maybe the three strings that are ripped are three separate strings. And therefore, v'nimtza she'en kan elachut echad shalem, and it will turn out that you only have one complete string, hilkach misveka pasul, and therefore, out of suffix, we have to pasul. According to Rabbeinu Tam, because you have three torn strings, and it might be from three out of the four big strings, and therefore it's not going to be good. Avol, but says the Mechaber, im lo nechtechu ele shnei roshim, if you only have two of the eight strings that are cut, Machsherinan b'chdeyaniva. Then we could say it's okay as long as each one has k'dayaniva. Why is that? Because at most you have two strings that are ripped k'dayaniva, which is okay. V'halacha kisvara rishona, says the Mechaber, the halacha is like the first opinion, which is more lenient, which is when your kid comes back with his sitzis all ripped. In most cases, it will be kosher. Miu heicha de'efsher, but when it's possible, tov locha shlisvara sabenu tam. Obviously, it's better to satisfy both opinions, and therefore, if you're able to, we'll see what that means in more detail later, that you should fulfill the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam to have two full strings, which really means four out of eight should be complete, and the other four, which is really two, can be ripped with a kedei aniva in each one. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah then says, v'nohogim k'Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah says, our minog is like Rabbeinu Tam, which is more machmir. V'kol shekein imdikdek sheyihiyu nikarim harboa roshim shebitzad echad. Certainly, if you were careful, that you would have four different strings on one side of the knot. V'nifsiku shlosha roshim b'tzad echad the puzzle. So certainly, if you know these four are four independent strings on one side, and then the opposite side is the other halves of those four strings, and three out of the four are cut, you know for sure your tzitzis are puzzle. Da'oz vade nifsiku shlosha chutin, because then you know you have three independent strings that are cut. V'nifsiku b'shnei tzadim nami puzzle. And if they're cut from two sides, it's also going to be puzzle. Kashema shlosha chutinheim. Because then maybe they also come from three different strings, and therefore it will be puzzle as well. Now let's see the Mishabura in Sifkaton Ches. Ul Rabbeinu Tam. Tamo, the reason for Rabbeinu Tam is why he's makbid to have two complete strings is the shnei chutin shein dalud anonosnim bimekom tcheles. Two strings which are folded into four we place in the garment. In the place of tcheles, ushnei chutim shein dalad on a nos nev makom lavan. So our four, which is eight white strings, is really two, which is four white, and two, which is four, replacing the tcheles. So therefore, we really have two independent sets of two, which is four strings, and tsarach al kol ponim shiyeh min echad shalim. And we need to have at least one type that's complete. So in the times of tcheles, you either had to have two complete, which is four tcheles strings, or two complete, which is four white strings, and nowadays that we don't have tcheles, it's all of them, but we still have that hakpada that we have to have two complete strings, which is folded into four. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Lo Dikdek. So here's it's a Geshmak and Mishabura, you have to follow what he's saying. So the Mechaber again said, to get clear, the Mechaber was saying, after the Mechaber introduced the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, if three out of eight strings are cut off, and you were not careful at the time of putting in the tzitzis what's where, so you got a problem, because they all might be from three separate strings. Zokta Mishabura, kosher, that is difficult. The hakol shekein imdikdek, kemo shekasa bago achakach. Why is the Mechaber saying that if you weren't careful and you have three strings, so it's a problem, even if you were careful, it's certainly a problem. If you were careful and you know that these four are four independent strings, and three out of the four on this side are ripped, so you for sure have a problem. So why is the Mishabura bothered? Why is the Mechaber telling us, if you don't know what's where and you have three strings ripped, it's a problem? It's certainly if you know where they are, and you have four on one side that are four independent strings, and three of them are ripped on that side, for sure it's no good. So the Mishabura says a very good answer. Very nice answer. V'yesh lomar, dinokat lo dikdik. The reason why the Mechaber establishes his example in a scenario where you were not careful where the strings went is mishum seifa. It's because of the end of the Mechaber. The Messiah, the Mechaber ended off and said the following words, Avol in lo nechtechu ela shnei roshim. The Mechaber said, Lefi d'Rabbeinu Tam, if only two strings were torn out of eight, the machsherina b'kdei aniva, in that case we will be machsher b'kdei aniva, the zehu dafka below dikdek. That is specifically when you were at medaktik where the strings are. Aval in dikdek, if you were medaktik and you know which ones are on this side and which ones are on that side, im nechtechu shnei roshim mitzad echad, if two strings get torn from one side of the knots, kasher afilu lo nishtayer kdei aniva, then it's kasher even if you don't have a kdei aniva. In other words, the Mechaber says, since you don't know what's where, if you have two strings that are ripped, it's okay as long as you have a kdei aniva. Why? Because you don't know if those two strings, they might be the same string, so you need to have a kdei aniva. But if you would have four on this side that you know are independent strings, and the others are on the other side, so then if you have two ripped on this side, even if you don't have any kdei aniva left on either one, it's still kosher. Because since you know these are four independent strings, and the other ends of those strings are on the other side, and they're all intact, so even if you don't have kdei aniva, it's okay. So the Mechaber needed to express a case of where you don't know what's flying, where the strings are, because of the Sefer where he says if you only have two strings cut, it's okay as long as you have Kdei Aniva. That's only true when you have them random. But if you have them set up exactly where they're supposed to be and you know you have four separate strings on the side of the knot, then even if it's less than a Kdei Aniva, it's fine. Because you always have the other half of the strings on the other side that are intact. Because you have left over at the other ends of these two strings that are cut, a full string. But if you have two strings cut from the two opposite sides, and there it's not left over, it's going to be puzzled. Because maybe it's one string. Sifkaton yud is that which the Mechaber said. If only two strings were cut, we're machshir b'kdei aniva. Rotzolomer afilu im hoya hashir k'dei aniva rak be'echad mehen. Even if the two strings that were cut, only one out of the two has k'dei aniva, and one is totally gone, it's still going to be okay. Like we learned earlier in Sifkaton hey, that all you need is one k'dei aniva on the string. One half of the string can be totally off. The other half of the string can have just k'dei aniva, and you will be okay. And the Mechaber told us that loch is kesvara rishona. Says the Mishavura, poshet the muter levarich aleihen. Kamosha b'yarnav b'aralacha. We'll see this b'aralacha soon. The halacha is that even if all four strings are cut, it's okay as long as you have kdei aniva. Lechatchila, you should try to fulfill Rabbeinu Tam. But the Mishavura tells us it's poshet that if you have all of them cut and you have kdei aniva by all four, which is not good according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is good and it's poshet that you can make a bracha even on that. So that's the Mishavura seems to come out, even though the Ramah adds on to that, that we know like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? It sounds like from the Mishavura is saying, Lamaisa, that one can make a bracha on the tzitzis that are not Lufi Rabbeinu Tam, that have all four strings that are cut, as long as you have Kdei Aniva Vadai on each of the four strings. Now let's go weiter to Halacha Beis. Hecha de Tzarech Kdei Aniva, this whole discussion of requiring a Kdei Aniva when the strings are cut, let's say you have a theoretical kdei aniva left in the string that's cut, but the tzitzis that you have, you got the heavy duty, very thick strings, and you don't have kdei aniva on these strings. And if they were skinnier strings, then you would have kdei aniva kosher. It will be okay. And we go with average strings. So when we say kdei aniva, it's not that you have to actually measure the thickness of the strings and see if it will go around. It's a general size on average strings, even if in this case the cut string will not go around the other strings because they're too thick. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher. The ha'arukin heim b'kdei aniva, because they are long enough to be considered kdei aniva. Rak b'pnei ovi eino yachal anov. Just because of the thickness of the strings, you can't actually make the bow around them. So again, to summarize Sif Beis, I would just say simply that Kdei Aniva doesn't go by this exact case. Kdei Aniva is a general term that is going on average size strings, and therefore that's how the Bir Halacha could tell us, like we learned last time, that if you have two gudolim, that's already Kdei Aniva. What if your tzitzis are really, really, really fat and it doesn't go around them? Doesn't matter. We go by the average tzitzis, and therefore we can make a set size which is considered Kdei Aniva, and it'll be kosher no matter the thickness of the tzitzis. And now let's go to Halacha Gimel. And here we have another interesting machlokas. Kidei aniva l'Rashi min ha'anaf. Till now we've been really going with Rashi. And that is, Rashi says, kidei aniva is on the loose strings. In other words, we've been assuming now you have eight strings. So if they get cut, according to the first shita of the Mechaber, so as long as you have kidei aniva in vadai, four strings, it's okay. But that kidei aniva is required after all the knots. You need kidei aniva beyond the knots in the loose string area. That's what Rashi holds. The lari, this is a sheet that we didn't see yet. Ulari afilu nechtach kol ha'anaf. Even if the entire anaf, the entire loose string section is totally cut off, v'lo nishar kedei aniva elo min ha'gedil. All you have left over is a kedei aniva on the gedil, all the way on top. You have a little bit of kedei aniva on top. It's kosher. Uminag ha'olam kirashi. The minag olam is like Rashi, which is what we've been discussing till now. V'heicha delo efshar yesh lismoch al ri. But in a case where it's not possible, then you can rely on the re. So what the Mechaber is saying now, just to get how drastic this is, we see our kid sits and we say, oh, those are puzzle. So besides the fact that even according to Rashi, again, like we said, your kid can come home from riding his bicycle, and all his sits got caught on the chain, and they all mamish ripped, and one side of the four, assuming they were done, you know there are different strings on each side, one side could be totally ripped, nothing left. One side could have a couple of centimeters, it's kosher. Now we're saying even more lenient that that's Lefi Rashi, Lefi the re, even if your kid was practicing with his scissors and he cut off the whole thing of tzitzis and he left, you know, 2 inches of the gedil, it's still kosher. According to Rabbi, it's kosher because kedei aniva doesn't go on the anuf, it goes on the gedil. That's a major shita. And this does come up, as we'll see, as a tzira for other situations where you could be machshir. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here, and then we'll see a bir halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah just jumps to the last words that you can rely on the re. Umut zok the Mishnah Berurah sifkat on yugimul umuter lubosh habeged, and you could wear a garment without real strings hanging down, just the gedil. Ula elbisif alef de kosov. Now here the Mishnah Berurah says a really nice diuk and explains something very nicely. Just to summarize for a few people that came in a little later, the first thing we discussed today, we finished the sif that we had started last time. Last time we said the first sheet of the mechaber was that if we have 4 strings folded into 8. Even if they're all cut, as long as you know for sure that the 4 strings have at some point the kdei aniva, it's kosher. Then we had a more machmir sheet, which is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said you need to have vadai 2 complete strings, which are folded into 4, and then you could have kdei aniva on the other 2 strings. So he's more machmir. We paskin there, the Mechaber paskin, interesting, listen to the lashon of the Mechaber, the end of Sif Aleph, the halacha kesvara rishona, to be more mekel, miyu hecha de'efsher, tov lacha shesvara shabeinu tam. Where it's possible, you should try to be choshe shesvara shabeinu tam. Here, we have a shita of Rashi, which is more machmir, and the Ri, who's more lenient, and here the Mechaber says, the minhag olam is like Rashi, hecha de'lo efsher, he goes the other way, not hecha de'efsher, hecha de'lo efsher, yesh lismoch al Ri. So here the Mishnah Berurah is explaining to us what's the difference between Heichad the Efsher and Heichad the Lo Efsher. What exactly is going on with these 2 psakim that the Mechaber is giving? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel, La'el b'sif alef dekosav heichi the Efsher tov locho shesvar sabeinu tam. That which the Mechaber said earlier, where it's possible one should be concerned for the machmir shita v'beinu tam, perusha, what he means to say is, Heichad the Efsher limtso bekal tzitzis acherim. Where it's possible easily to find another pair of tzitzis, you should do it. But you don't have to go crazy running after it if it's not right there in front of you. If no one sells tzitzis in your city, so you're good till you go into the big city. Or you realize that you're going to start missing tefillah b'tzibur because of it. It's good to be machmir, but only if it's readily available. Don't make yourself crazy. The hocha kasav, the hecha de lo efsher. Here we say where it's not possible to fulfill Rashi, you can rely on the re. That means, where there is no other possibility of getting tzitzis, it's a mamisha backup, sheba backup, then yesh lismoch al ri. Then you can rely on the ri. But it's very shvach to rely on the ri. It's so shvach that you don't even make a bracha on it. The opposite of what we said before, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah said in Mefurish, if you're going to go with a more lenient shita against Rabbeinu Tam originally, you could make a bracha. Here he says that if you're going to rely on the re, where it's if sure you could rely on the re, but without a bracha. The gam osur latzis bo b'shabbos lo shesarabim. You also can't go into a shesarabim on Shabbos with this, because it's not real tzitzis, as we'll get into more tomorrow. U'bekazeh yesh lahachshir b'shas atchak, gam b'nifsach tzas me'agadil mamish. And in this case, you could be machshir b'shas atchak, even in a case where a little bit of the gedil is cut off. Vida, dekolze einu inyan l'nisag achur b'mokam anekiv. Don't get mistaken over here in this sheet of the ri. It's only on the gedil, but not all the way on top by the begid. Like we mentioned last time, if you remember, if it gets cut on top by the begid, one of the 4 strings where it's folded over, that's for sure puzzle. That's what he writes over here. Koze einu inyan l'nisag achur b'mokam anekiv. It's not where it gets cut by the place of the hole. The shama afilu l'ri puzzle min haTorah. There, even according to the ri, it's no good daraisa. It's absolutely no good. It's pashut that if your tzitzis become pasul, you have to take them off. It's not enough to say, my tzitzis became pasul, I'm not going to move dalet amos. It doesn't help. You have to take off your tzitzis. The concept of dalet amos is only how much you shouldn't walk without tzitzis. Don't walk dalet amos without tzitzis. But wearing a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis on it, you can't walk 4 amos. If your tzitzis become pasul, don't fix it while it's on you. Because you can't even wear for 1 second a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. That which you say, don't walk 4 amos, is if you're not wearing tzitzis, you're not wearing a 4-cornered garment. So you don't walk 4 amos, but you can stay stationary without it. But wearing a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis, you can't stay stationary, you can't even fix it on there. Take it off, fix it off, and put it back on. I want to see 2 important notes, and then I want to see a very important bir halacha. Let's look at note number 10, the second paragraph. Okay, that's an excellent question. That will summarize. The most machmir pshat is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you cannot have kosher tzitzis unless you have four strings, meaning two, you have to know they're the same ones, two complete strings folded into four that are 12 gudolin from here till the end, 24 centimeters or so, from the hole all the way to the end of the string. You need to have four strings, two folded into four that are in place perfectly. If you have that, then Rabbeinu Tam says the other two strings are okay as long as you have a kedeya niva on each of those two strings, on one half of the string. That's the most machmir shita. The most lenient shita is the shita that we just had of the Ri. The Ri says, even if you snip off the gedil over here, and you have, let's say, the first two wrappings in place with a few knots, so that will be kosher. Oh, wow. So those are very big extremes of what's good and what's not good. Let's see a couple of notes. Let's look at note number 10, the second paragraph. This is going on that which the Mishabura said, that in the case that we said that one should be, that halacha is like the first shita, if you could be machmel Rabbeinu Tam, you should be. But we said you don't have to go crazy. Don't be mavatal tefila b'tzivur to try to get tzitzis that qualify for Rabbeinu Tam. Ule'inyan mi she'ein lo talas klal. This is a very important note over here. Someone who doesn't have a talas at all, v'im yechake at she'avir lo yaseh tefila b'tzivur. Is it better to daven tefila b'tzivur without a talas? Or wait for your talus and miss tefillah b'tzibur. So kosva moru kitzia and the imrei yosher she tefillah b'tzibur adifa. It's better to daven b'tzibur. V'yisbal below talus daven without a talus. V'hotzif ha'imrei yosher she mistama lovo shu v'talus katan. Mistama you're wearing tzitzis. So wearing tzitzis is good enough. You don't need a talus. Achein v'ofen she eino lovish talus katan. But if you're not wearing talus katan and you're not wearing a talus gold, you're not wearing anything. So they are ready to stop. They go to shul mazaman orbach. There is Rishon Zalman's Maslop again. Yatin Achi is Dan lo Talus. Afshi Yatin Tfilo B'tzibur. Should you wait for your Talus or Tzitzis and miss Tfilo B'tzibur? Oshi is Belim Atzibur below Talus. So that Rishon Zalman's Maslop again, but most people wear Tzitzis, and therefore it's clear that without a Talus, just Davin don't miss Tfilo B'tzibur. What about Tfilin, which obviously we'll get to soon, but over here he just points it out. Could I read it now? Ulugabi Tfilin Kosov, the Mishabur says later on when it comes to Tfilin, Shem Ainlo Tfilin Klal, if you don't have Tfilin, Yamtin kidei lishol tefillin mechavero. You should wait. Don't daven. Wait till your friend finishes davening and then borrow his tefillin. Afal pishi yasli bekat tefillin betzibur. Better to daven with tefillin on by yourself than to daven betzibur without tefillin. That's the Mishnah Paskins. We'll see more about that later when we get to chos tefillin. Let's see one more important note. Note 11. Note 11 is going on that which we said in the last sif. We said the minhag is like Rashi, and if there's no other way, then you can rely on the Ri. So we said in the Mishnah, don't make a bracha on it and don't go out on Shabbos with it. Look at note 11. The afal pisha mishin nifsala taliso b'Shabbos b'shus harabim. And even though someone whose talis became pusel on Shabbos when he was out in public, tzorach l'poshto, he needs to take it off. Afilu ma'idei kach yamod arum, even if he'll be naked. Take it off if the tzitzis became pusel. Lefish ein kavod abriyos doche isudar aisa kazeh. Because kavod abriyos is not doche and isudar aisa of wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Kumosha kosov lekamon, like we'll see in tomorrow's simon, mikomokom en nifsa raka anaf. But if only the loose strings became pasul, via gedil nishar shalem, and the gedil stays in place, kosov sham. We're going to see this in the Mishavura in the next couple of days. Sheyesh letzarif es das hari shemachshir b'tzir kazeh. Then you're ready. You can rely on the ri. V'lo yishur as a talis taketh el yamar leilach lebeso. So again, like I said before, even though we say you really shouldn't rely on the ri, but in a very pressing situation, you could rely on the Ri. Even though normally, even if it would be somewhat embarrassing, you would have to take off your garment if your tzitzis became pusel. But if it became pusel for Rashi, but they were still okay for the Ri, even though it's really Shas Atchak only, but it would be enough that it's okay to keep it on and not cause yourself any kind of lack of Kavod Abrios by taking it off, and you can wait till you get to the nearest house. We'll see this again in the Mishavura coming up. Now let's look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha on page Chav Dalad, it's the last Bir Halacha, Yesh Lismoch Al Ri. So we said that heched lo efshar, one could rely on the Ri. So this is a very interesting beralacha. Va'prima gadam b'mishpitz ozov simen yud alef sefkotan gimel kosov. The prima gadam writes, v'dan you should know im nifsiku kol achutin ad hagadil de pasul. Let's say this taka happens. Your kid comes over, he's practicing with his scissors, and he cuts off all your loose strings. All you have is your gadil left. Basically, according to Rashi, he pasuled your tzitzis. According to the Ri, it's okay. So, im nifsil kol achutim ara gadil de pasul, kamavur besimen yud beis, sef aleph, which is what we just learned, Imu baderach ve'en lo tzitzis acherin. You're on a trip and you didn't bring an extra pair of tzitzis. You got nothing else. You went on vacation. What should you do? Zalta prima gadam. Interesting. Yatir ha-gadil shu dalad gudolan v'yoser. You should undo some of the gadil. Undo some of the gadil, which is four gudolim or more. V'yasek tzas gadilu tzas anaf. Amazing. Our gadil is really bigger than it absolutely has to be. Because if you remember way back when, we said that we hold that the tzitzis from the top knot to the end of the tzitzis should be 12 gudolin. But the other sheet that there said all has to be is 4 gudolin. So we're super machmir. But if your whole anaf rips off, and it's pasul lefi Rashi, so what you should do is undo your strings, and then redo a couple of knots, because we know that the araisa, according to Rashi, you have to have some wrappings and knots, and some loose strings, but now you have no loose strings, so undo some of it. Undo some of it. So now you have knots and loose strings. The amount of knots and the amount of wrappings, we said that's only a din l'chadchila, that's not ma'akev. But having some loose strings is ma'akev. So the Prima Gadam says if you're stuck somewhere and you have no extra pair of tzitzis and your kid cut off your tzitzis or whatever happened, so just undo some of the gadil and now you have some gadil and some anaf and you're fine. That's what he says. He says, undo it, v'yasek tzas gadil, redo some of it as a gadil and some of it as an anaf. According to the Mechaber that I just mentioned, that all you really need is four gudolin for the whole thing, right? We're super machmir. All you really need is four gudolin, so it's good and you can make a bracha on it. And even though we're machmir and we hold yud beis gudolin, you still should wear it, but it's a suffix. Maybe you wouldn't make a bracha, but you'll wear it. Minatorah, even a drop of tzitzis is okay. The ain over al mitzvah asay the tzitzis. You won't be over the mitzvah asay of wearing four corner garment without tzitzis. However, here's the key point. However, tzaruch lahatir kol agadil. You have to undo the entire gadil and then redo part of the gadil. The imlokein avitasav lo manasui. You can't just loosen up a couple of the knots and let some of the strings hang down and say I have a little bit of gadil, a little bit of anaf. That's tasav lo manasui, because since it was puzzle, it's no good. So you have to redo the gadil, the kashrus now. So you have to undo everything, redo the gadil, and have some anaf hanging down. The nifslu min haTorah became pasul min haTorah. The ba'ina gadil v'anaf, the araisa that we need, part gadil and part anaf. Ad kan l'shono sham. That is the prima gadim. V'atzoso zos hu kidei lotzeis afodas Rashi. This eitzah is to satisfy Rashi, because we know we just learned according to the Ri, you don't need to do that. According to the Ri, you're still fine. According to the Ri, if all your tzitzis were snipped off and the gadil is in place, you're good. So we're only doing this to satisfy Rashi as well. Vahu and the Prima Gadim, Vagon Riki Ve'eger, Bechidushav, Simon Yud Aleph, Shnei Modavar Echad Iskimu, they both agree to the same thing. The Gamze Bechlal Tasav Lomar Asui. This is also included in the problem of Tasav Lomar Asui, and therefore you must redo it. The low kebal halachos katanos, not like the halachos katanos, shuva beberhetev, shemekil bazed, the ain't sarach lahatir kola gadil, afodas Rashi. He says, even lefi Rashi that it became puzzle, you would not have to undo the entire gadil and then redo part of it and have part of the anaf. It's enough just to undo a little bit of it and keep the gadil there. Now, the reason for that is, even though it became puzzle, but since it was done bakashras, so they hold, it's not a chisona tassel and usli when something goes wrong and you correct it, as long as it was done bakashras in the beginning. Right, Tassel and Asui, according to the Yarakatana, would only be if when you put it in, it was puzzle. But since when you put it in, you made it was bakashrus. Now something happened and you're fixing it up, so it's okay. The Prima Gadol and Rav Kivega argue, and they say, no, once it becomes puzzle, it's a new asiya. For a new asiya, it has to be totally undone and redone, otherwise it's the problem of Tassel and Asui. And the Prima Gadol, and the Mechbir Lacha ends off and says the following. Ach achakak matosik la Prima Gadol ba'atzmo baso simen yud gimel b'mish b'so zov, shekosav dezeo lo have b'chal Tassel and Asui. Upela shusoser es atzmo. So he leaves off with a pela steer in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim in one place is mashma very clearly that you must undo the whole thing with Firashi and then redo part gadil, part anaf. Another place he seems to say that you just undo a part of it and you're fine. So it seems to be a steer that he's pointing out in the Prima Gadim whether it is a chisaron of tasalim and osui in such a case where it was done initially the kashrus, became puzzle, and now you're just fixing it. If that is a problem of Tassel, we'll not. We'll stop here. We'll start a Mitzvah Shem the next Simon tomorrow.